driving you home every weekday afternoon. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105, it's 5:31. The winner of the Cambridge 105 sponsored prize and the Cambridge Buskers and Street Performance Festival was 16-year-old Tom Corney. Tom and his One Boy band saw off competition from singer-songwriter Rachel Clark, alternative hip-hop duo Rhetoric and Banks, and 60s music specialists Still Seeking. And I'm pleased to say that Tom has made a return visit to 105, because you're only here last Wednesday on New Music Generated with Tim.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Hello, Tom. Well, very welcome. And congratulations as well.
Thank you very much.
What do you get? What's the prize?
Well, one of the main prizes is to play at Bestival in Isle of Wight in 2015.
That's the festival put there. Rob De Bank, isn't it, who runs that one?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that would be really cool.
I was reading he's trying to set up something in the States now as well.
Right.
So you never know. If you're well received in the Isle of Wight, you could have an opportunity to
break America.
Yeah, absolutely. But you're only 16. Yeah. I'm intrigued as to how it started, both in terms of learning music, because it's more than just one instrument, and also, if you like, deciding, right, I'm gonna play live.
Well, I'll start from learning music. I've always been interested in music from a very young age. I got my first guitar for my 4th birthday, which was like a Fender Stratocaster copy. It was like a half-size little guitar. And the first song I learned on guitar was Pink Floyd's song. It was called Brain Damage.
Okay.
And, looking back at it now, it's not the usual song that a 4-year-old would
learn. Did you have a musical family at all? Do mum and dad play?
My dad is very musical, and his side of the family.
Right.
So since then I've just been really interested in music. I wanted to busk, 2 years ago I started busking, and that was just with an electric guitar and my voice singing.
So over the weekend it was kind of like a return to the roots, if you like, because you've played a few places since.
Yeah, I have. I've always busked, since the start. I never stopped busking.
But, is it self-funding? You know, are you able to? Do you get enough in order to?
Oh yeah,
you know, build. You know, I guess build up. You know, the instruments that you play, maintain them, and do all the other things which you need doing.
I mean, most of the money I make, I spend on maintaining my equipment and buying batteries, etc.
So, what do you play? For those who didn't hear last Wednesday's interview with Tim, you have quite a kit, I gather.
Yes. Basically, obviously, I sing and I play guitar, but my sort of twist is that I play the drums with my feet, like a bass drum, a crash, a snare drum, and a tambourine for my feet. So
in a roundabout way, it's kind of almost like a traditional one-man band who might have like cymbals behind him and all the rest of it.
Yeah, almost.
Okay, well, look, we've got a song from last week lined up, which is Teenage Lover. Is this one of yours?
Or? Yes, this is one of my own songs that I've written. Do you want me to say
tell me a bit about it.
I wrote it because I was a bit bored about stuff. And it's basically about a teenager's view on love and life and everything in between, really.
Okay, let's give it a listen.
Kid.
get a job, but I don't have the time.
Of my guest, Tom Corney, who's won the Cambridge 105 sponsored prize in the Cambridge Buskers and Street Performers Festival, which took place across the weekend. So where did you play on over the weekend?
I played at Darry's Wine Bar and just outside the Guildhall on the first day. Also did the opening ceremony on the first day. On Saturday, I played at the Earl of Beaconsfield.
That's just on the Mill Road, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just over the bridge.
Just over the bridge. As I walked in, actually, there was all these blokes watching football and that, and I thought, oh, God, they're not...
Lost the audience before we've even started.
Yeah, that's it. But as soon as I started, they sort of turned down the sound on the football and started watching me, and, you know, they were still cheering and that.
That's pretty good. Yeah. So how does it work? Do you get a list of the places that you have to go and perform at, and you arrive at the appointed time?
Yeah, the organisers sort out a programme for everyone to abide by, and, you know, there's sometimes a few changes, but, we just stick to that.
Mm. And did you manage to catch any of the other buskers who were playing?
It's strange, actually, because when you're busking, you never really see the other buskers because you're always walking to your next
place. Oh, I see, yes, that makes
playing,
sense.
So,
yes.
Yeah, but at the after party, we all caught up with each other. And
that was at the Earl of Beaconsfield as well, wasn't it, last night?
Yeah, and that was good, catching up with each other. And
you're swapping notes on how well it had gone for everybody.
Yeah, we did all that.
were you happy with the way it went?
I mean, I couldn't have asked.
That's quite a bit of busking, because I guess normally you'd stand in one place and stay there, wouldn't you? Whereas this is like appointed little slots through the afternoon,
only bus
or evening.
For 1 hour anyway.
So. Right, there are set rules, aren't there? I think on these things, which the organisation of the Buskers Festival very much keep to.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, look, thank you very much for coming in, and congratulations once more. When do you get to go to Bestival? Because I think it's just taken place, hasn't it? The most recent one.
This year's going to be taking place around like the 6th, 7th September.
Right, okay.
But I'm going to be at next year's Bestival. Yeah.
Okay. Well, best of luck with that. I'm sure you'll be back to come and have a chat with us in the meantime. But that was Tom Corney, who's won the Cambridge 105 Prize in the Cambridge Buskers and Street Performers Festival.